Making use of ground temperatures to help heat or cool a structure is gaining acceptance in the green building world, but some home or commercial building owners find geothermal too expensive or impractical. Engineer Scott Hackle of the Energy Center of Wisconsin says ideally more people would make use of Wisconsin ground temperatures, which average around 50 degrees Fahrenheit beneath the frost line.
In the summer, you're rejecting heat to this nice, cool environment. And in the winter, when you need heat in your space, you've got this nice, constant 50-degree source in the deep earth, even if it's negative 40 degrees outside.
Hackle says one key to making geothermal work is having the right ground heat exchanger that works basically like an air conditioner. Hackle says the Energy Center and a UW Energy lab recently completed research on a commercial building in Madison which installed a hybrid system, basically including a boiler that kept down the cost of the heat exchange unit.
Knowing that they could use the boiler on the worst day of the year, and maybe they use it on the worst 10 days of the year. Bottom line is that boiler still doesn't run very much, but it allowed them to put in a much smaller geothermal system.
Hackle says the building did have to pay for both the boiler and the standard geothermal heat pump, but the savings on the smaller heat exchange system more than offset the cost of the boiler. Hackle says because the boiler, fueled by a carbon-based source like natural gas, wouldn't run much, there would still be environmental benefits in going geothermal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.